Item number 12 is the executive committee update.
All righty. So we just had a little bit of a discussion as to what was discussed at executive committee on August 11th. So we discussed, obviously, what we just talked about. The governance has had that ad hoc status, and that it should be removed. And then we also discussed, the other discussion was about mental health board member selection process and how vacancies are filled on the mental health board. I believe it was Vice Chairwoman Neubauer brought it to the forefront. So there was robust discussion about how this process has not been uniform or standardized or even aligned with Act 203. It's evident that there's desire for the mental health board or from the mental health board to work with county executive and his staff to bring this process into alignment with Act 203. So I believe, you know, myself, Vice Chairwoman Neubauer, were happy to be, and willing to collaborate with county executive's office on this process. We look forward to doing so. So that was the gist of our August 11th agenda. So with that said, I would like to take questions. Mary, I don't know if you want to say anything or.
Are we on, what item are we on?
We are on item number 12, our discussion at executive committee.
Item number 12, sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, it had become apparent to myself that time and time again that there was a process laid out in Act 203 that's different for the various positions on the mental health board as to choosing or how replacements are chosen for the various positions. And that it could be helpful for the board to work with the county exec's office in doing so to efficiently and to be efficient in replacing the positions, but to be able to look for a broad base of candidates in and when replacing those positions. And we have two new members coming on the board. I believe we have one member at today's meeting and one coming on in September. And so I did bring that up because there was a there was some issues as to how the process was handled for one of the upcoming positions, and I did submit a letter to the county executive's office and was challenged by it, and I really sent the letter stating just what Act 203 said and that I was very willing to work with the office to be able to do just that, work with them to streamline and be efficient and do the best job we could to get the best candidates for the mental health board. So that's really what my intent was about and is about. And Chairwoman Perez supported me on that. And so I'm pleased that we discuss that in the executive committee and can move on from there.
Yeah, thank you, Mary. I'm just really, as always, impressed with your willingness to help out. I think there's consensus that we want to have a standardized process for that. That's going to be, and that one of that is aligned and reasonable, and that it's the same across all situations. So right. Thank you.
Yeah. Right, and the fact that the Act 203. You know, for the nine, I think it's nine different positions have like nine different processes about how positions are filled or yeah. Multiple processes within those nine positions.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The certainly the question I have always had in my mind on this issue is I think our governance committee is probably vested in this process more so than anybody else. Now, you know, is the county executive's office see it the same way? And have we approached them with this conversation that we're willing to do the work? We have a vested interest in this being run smoothly, and we're not here to compete with anybody. We're here to be helpful. And they have other things on their plate that may have other priorities. This is our priority. And, you know, do we have a meeting of minds on this?
Well, the initial letter was written, and we haven't taken it any further yet.
So we need to have a gentle conversation with somebody. You know, we're not here to upset anybody. We're here to make this thing work more smoothly. And we're here to help. It's just that over the years, some things here have fallen through the cracks, and this unnecessary that this occur. That, and we have a team here willing to roll up our sleeves and go to work on this.
For sure,
I agree, Tom.
Thank you.
Yeah. And thanks for saying that, Tom. You know, being that new chair of the governance committee is. You know, I'm really looking forward to having this discussion and see what we can do to move the needle on this. And so thank you for saying that.
Good. I know we have a couple hands up. One is Shirley and then followed by Kathy.
Very quickly, I think a lot of this has to do with defining people that's being filled. Now, who decides on the role composition of the board? You know, where are we choosing the various members from in terms of community, a peer specialist, a family, a clinician, you know, a psychologist, social worker? Is that our role?
The statutes define that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then, Kathy, you also had your hand up.
Oh, well, I dug out the bylaws. The executive committee, as stated in the bylaws, consists of the chair, the vice chair, the secretary, and the immediate past president of the board in a chair emeritus position. And we had some discussion about that, I think, at executive committee. But so if we wanted the executive committee to include chairs.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, Board Member Eilers, since you have them in front of you, can you look and see what we said the composition of the governance committee is? Because I think that's where we designated that the chairs of the standing committees would be members of that committee.
Yeah, this does not, the bylaws copy that I have just speaks to ad hoc committees.
Okay. Yeah. I took a quick look too, and there's nothing listed about the governance committee at all.
There's nothing in the bylaws about the governance committee.
Okay. Maybe it was just in discussion then.
So we may have decided that that's who would be the right people to serve on a governance.
I think that was discussion, Madam Chair, committee members. Thank you. I mean, board members. Thank you, Board Member Eilers.
Thank you. Denise, you have your hand up.
I was just going to say, so as I took up chair of Combined Community Services Board, we did the same thing, looked at who our membership is, what the bylaws said, and we worked with our admin on Combined Community Services Board and Shanika Fitch to make sure that we were in alignment. And then also like how we're marketing for those positions, how we're getting the word out, and then what is the process for interviewing and selection. So, because I didn't know. And so I don't know, Shanika Fitch is the one that the person that we work with, and she's very accommodating and willing to help in any way.
Yes, and we'll hear from her momentarily. Mike also put the link to chapter 5141 in our chat for further context. Good discussion. Such good discussion that I lost my place mentally.
Well, I mean, now, do we need to memorialize this idea that the governance committee is composed of specific, you know, chairs? Yeah, we can move it to permanent status, but do we also want to go further and say we're going to memorialize this idea that the chairs of the other committees are on that governance committee?
Board members?
I guess that I certainly think that you could do that. I think that that then precludes other people from, you don't want that to preclude other people from serving on the committee who aren't committee chairs, because the workload needs to get more evenly distributed, maybe.
That piece.
So would it be that the chairs are required to serve on the governance committee and others are able? I mean, I'm just, those wouldn't necessarily be the verbiage, but the chairs are required and additional members?
It's allowable. Yeah.
At will?
Madam Chair, board members, I'd just like to add to the mix that there's presently not an expectation for board members to serve on committees, and that's something that I've heard several board members and you, Madam Chair, to want to move forward with setting that expectation. So that could be something also that's considered along with any other bylaws changes.
Yeah, there was recent discussion about that too, sort of like sharing the wealth in terms of, you know, the workload and the leadership, right? It's so far encouraged, but not required, if you will.
Madam Chair, board members, Kate is probably on our list of the members' expectations document that Chairwoman Perez, Board Member Eilers, we had a little committee to go over those things. And that expectation is most likely contained within that document that also still needs work.
Can we refer this question to the governance committee to bring back at the next meeting?
And that's where it should be. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say. And I know we have item number 19 later in the agenda that there may have been some discussion about that already. But yes, yes.
Can I say?
Ken, sure.
Do all the board members have a copy of the bylaws? Like what? Because we referenced in the bylaws, and I don't have anything to look at. I will work with Jody afterwards. But I was just wondering, was that something that all the board members should have, or is it privileged to only the committee chair or the governance committee? And so if we're going to reference the bylaws, I think we all should have something to look at.
You're right, Ken. And I think I recall, Kathy, you and I were working on some stuff before COVID because we wanted to sort of standardize sort of the onboarding process for board members. Dr. Learman, you have your hand up.
Thank you. I just wanted to just make sure that the board keeps in mind, and I don't know that there's an easy answer to this, but all of us are volunteer members. Many of us have full-time jobs separate from this, and the more responsibilities we add, the more challenging it is for many of us to even make these different meetings. And so I just want to be cognizant of that if we make changes to the structure that, and it adds more responsibilities for people. It's been really, I guess I'm only advisory as an academic member, but it's been impossible for me to really chair some of the committees. And the time that this takes, despite that, is a very significant amount of time. And we're not paid for these roles. So I just want to remind the group of those points. I think everybody does have that front of mind. But I mean, the amount of time and effort that many of you, Tom, Mary, Kathy, Maria, Dr. Perez, have put into this these efforts over the last up to 10 years that we've been part of this has been unbelievably tremendous and a tremendous gift to the community. But it's a lot, and many people can't afford to provide that. So we just got to keep that in mind as we move forward. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a balanced perspective, and you are correct. There is that commitment. Yeah. Good discussion. So there's no action on this. This was as part of the update from the executive committee.
Yes, Madam Chair. This was informational, but Madam Chair and board members, I will make sure to email after the meeting a copy of the most recent bylaws, which I think come from what I can tell, it looks like April of last year was the last time that our bylaws were updated. So I'll make sure I get that out to everybody today.
Thank you, Jody. I know they've been tweaked, but it's good to, gosh, this is such a good discussion. So important to have, you know. Good. Thank you.